We had an area of thunderstorms that moved across the greater capital region, the Saratoga region, on Friday evening, and National Weather Service meteorologists went to go survey the damage on Saturday. We did find, as a result of that survey, that a brief tornado occurred in the Wilton area of Saratoga County during the evening of May 15th. It was about a two-minute-long duration tornado that traveled for 1.8 miles. This tornado was about 50 yards in diameter and had winds as high as 90 miles per hour. Most of the damage that the survey team found was to trees. Both softwood and hardwood trees were snapped and uprooted. There also was some signs blown down and some roofing material that was blown off a warehouse. This tornado was in addition to numerous other reports of trees and wires down just from straight-line winds from the same group of thunderstorms. But the Wilton area did have a brief tornado that occurred as a result of the strong storms that we saw.
What is meant by classifying it as an F1 tornado?
The classification is based on how strong the winds are, and the survey team is able to determine that by taking a look at the damage that occurred. So by surveying the damage and seeing how the trees were knocked down, what type of damage occurred to the structures from the wind itself, they're able to determine how strong the winds are, and that's based off some engineering studies that have been done in the past. The damage they saw was correlated with about 90-mile-an-hour winds, and the 90-mile-an-hour range is an EF1 tornado. EF1s are considered weak tornadoes with winds of 86 to 110 miles per hour, so this fell squarely in that range.
What kind of conditions have to be in place for something like this to happen in our region?
Well, we need that combination of both warm, unstable air and also strong winds aloft. A lot of times when we have thunderstorms, we don't always have both of those ingredients in place. But on Friday, we did have a pretty warm and muggy air mass in place, and that was also a very strong storm system that had a lot of strong winds aloft that were also varying in speed and direction. And so that combination kind of came together, making it favorable for thunderstorms to produce tornadoes.
I can certainly think of a few over the years that we've covered in the Northeast, but how unusual is it to have an actual tornado? I know we have a lot of watches and warnings, but to actually get a touchdown, how unusual is that?
Yeah, it is fairly unusual to have tornadoes. We do wind up seeing maybe a couple per season across eastern New York, anywhere from 1 to 3 per year. So, to get one already in May, it's a little on the unusual side. But what's not unusual is that it was fairly a week and brief in duration, as opposed to other parts of the country that tend to see, stronger, more long-lived tornadoes. This was, fairly typical for a tornado that would develop across this area, and the fact that it only lasted for 2 minutes and the winds were on the lower end of the range.
If we hear a watch or warning, what should we do to get ready?
Well, when we issue a tornado watch, that means that the conditions are favorable for thunderstorms that could produce tornadoes. So when the watch is out, it means we are monitoring, their potentials there. So people are advised to kind of, stay tuned with the weather, continue to listen for updates and, be able to, know that they may need to change their plans that day, that if a storm were to occur. And then once the warning is issued, it basically means it is occurring or very expected to occur within the next few minutes. And that's when people are advised to take immediate shelter to protect their life and their property.